The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
And welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Calton here, courtside, and we are just getting this thing underway. NEKL boys basketball. JCN hosting ACCHS. Here's a quick three. Carson McAfee hits the first bucket of the ball game, and JCN is broken out on top. 3-0, and we're just getting underway. Welcome back, everybody. Quick look at the starters for JCN. Tigers are going to take it down to the right side. The ball gets tied up. For JCN, it's going to be Grady Knoll, and you're going to have Blake Fowler out there, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, Ethan Knoll for ACCHS, Trenton Kimian, Matthew Worley, Creighton Bowerly, Colton Myers, James Sheets. Tigers bring it in. Off the jump ball down to the baseline. James will have it up on top. Sheets will swing it over to the left side. Tigers working around the edge, 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. The shot is going to be deflected. They're going to get another jump ball called. The Calvin was able to reach in and get a hand on that one. And Calvin Manville will get the ball back for Jefferson County North. Tigers coming into the ball game today under head coach Taylor Smith. They are a good 12-7 team and 10-5 at a conference. How similar are these two? The shot goes up, spotted away, and on the rebound, we're going to get a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be the first foul of the game on Colton Myers. So Colton will pick up the personal foul, first foul by either team here this evening, and coming to the free throw line for JCN, it'll be Ethan Knoll. Ethan puts it up, but it's going to be a little too strong, hits the back of the rim, caroms away. Going to get one more shot coming up. Still 3-0. JCN in front. Long, hard look at this one. On its way and in, out, no good. And the rebound tipped out. It'll be saved by the Tigers. Atchison County with the basketball and Sheets bringing it up the floor. Again, let's reset these teams a little bit. ACCHS 12-6, 10-4 in the conference. JCN 12-7. And 10-5 in the conference. Here's a three, long shot, hits the heel of the rim, and a long rebound pulled back down by JCN. Then driving in at the baseline, Carson McAfee is fouled, coming to the line for two. Foul is going to be on the Tigers, Creighton Bowerly. And after the first free throw, we're going to get a pair of substitutions coming in for Jefferson County North and head coach Corey Knoll. The free throw is good. So, all 4 points so far in the game belong to Carson McAfee. Into the lineup for JCN are going to come Andrew Baker and Connor Kearns. Andrew is sophomore. Connor is a junior. for Coach Newell. Second free throw, rims out, no good. Baker rebounds it and puts it up and in. So here we go. It is now a 6-0 ball game. 5:37 to go in the opening quarter. J.C. in with the early lead here at home tonight. Even though they are in front of a home crowd, now we're going to get a collision off the basketball and another Tiger foul, and an offensive foul is going to be called for ACCHS. The foul is going to be on Carter Swenson. So Swenson will have his first foul. And here comes JCN. They'll work it over to the right side. Baker way out high. The big guy will dump it over to the left. McAfee moves into the lane. His shot is going to be partially deflected. Rebounding it back down to Creighton Bowerly. Into the forecourt with the basketball. Bowerly down the right side. Stopping in front of Coach Nolan. The Charger bench down to the baseline. Myers' three-point shot hits the side of the backboard. And a rebound is swept down by Grady. Here comes JCN. Running down the left side. That's going to be Connor. Kearns brings it back off on top. Grady swings it over to the right side to McAfee. And JCN is going to reset the offense at 4:50 to play here in the opening quarter. It is a 6-0 lead. Around to the left side again. It's going to be McAfee. Tigers setting up in the 2-3 zone. They'll lob it over to Fowler. He looks to the middle, has no room there, dumps it back into the right edge. JCN being very patient, very deliberate as they work the ball around the perimeter. Haven't had a chance to get anything open up inside yet. Feed it in the middle, bring it back. The three launched and short, and a rebound. Clear down by the Tigers. Putting it down, Dalton Damon for ACCHS. So Dalton clears down the rebound. Tigers on offense. Looking for their first point of the game. That long shot won't go, but a long rebound saved by Sheet. Bowerly wanted that shot, then decided better of it. And we are 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. It is 6-0. Pivoting left, right, ball batted away for a moment, but recovered just before midcourt. Tigers are going to continue to control it, trailing 6-0. Left side, Myers. Colton drops a shoulder, goes into the lane, puts up an easy layup, and yeah. First bucket of the ball game for Angela County will belong to Colton Myers. It is 6-2, 3:40 to go in the first at quarter. Back out top side, McAfee feeds underneath the Fowler. The defender steps up very quickly. ACCHS playing that zone, but it's becoming a little more responsive zone. Here's a lob underneath for Baker, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. Atchison County basketball. Ethan Knoll, Calvin Manville checking back into the Tiger lineup, and they're going to rotate out with Grady Knoll and Blake Fowler. 3:20 to go, and the clock zipping right along here in the first. Atchison County has the basketball, trailing by four. It's 6-2. Now the upper pass stolen. Anticipated, taken down the floor, and scored by Ethan Knoll. 8-2, JCN. Ethan saw that one coming, just jumped the route like a good cornerback. Took it the other way and laid it in, finishing the play. Into the lane, Dalton Damon, scoop shot, up and in, and one for Dalton. Say what Dalton's not, the biggest guy on the floor. Say what Dalton is. An inspirational leader for the Atchison County team. He's an emotional guy. He gets his team and the crowd fired up. That foul is going to be the first for Andrew Baker. It is the first for JCN tonight. And the three-point opportunity is coming up a little bit short for Dalton Damon. .2:45 to play in the first quarter, 8-4. The ball nearly stolen away, but JCN is able to save it back. McAfee trying to back in, feeds it to the free throw line. Ethan will spin, turn, shoot. Got it to roll around and in, and we're going to get a Charger TO. Taking a break as Ethan Knoll scores his fourth point of the evening. We're taking a break, Joseph. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Jeff North, 10. Atchison County, 4.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-3000. 2310.
ACCHS coming off the bench in their traveling black uniforms with orange and white for Jefferson County North. It is the home whites with that Kelly Green. 2.5 to play in the opening quarter. Tigers putting the ball in play, and they're going to fight some full court pressure, but get it across the timeline on a long outlet pass. And then a foul by JCN. It will be the first by Grady Knoll. Team foul two. ACCHS has three fouls. No team has more than one foul on any player. Here's the Tigers with it. Creighton Bowerly to the left side. Dumps it down to the baseline. Damon has it. Back to Bowerly. Batted away from him. He'll go into the backcourt to retrieve it. Slapped away by Fowler. That was a good play by Blake. Now the right side. The shot blocked from behind. Taken away by Jeff North. Calvin Manville coming up with a block from behind, comes up with a basketball, brings it all the way up the floor, takes it over to the left side of the lane, dropping in. We're going to get an offensive foul. Spinning and twisting and then dropping a shoulder and going into the middle. Ethan Knoll picks up his first foul, and team fouls are even at three. Still a 10-4 lead for Jefferson County North. Tigers are going to bring it in up the floor. Now the pass, the outlet pass, is going to be slapped out of bounds on the far side by Ethan. Tiger basketball coming in play in the forecourt now, just about midway between the baseline and the half court stride, with a minute 44 to go in the first. ACCHS, a bucket by Dalton Damon, a bucket by Colton Myers, counts for all of their scoring. And now we're going to get an offensive foul on the other end of the court against Atchison County. The whistle is going to be on Carter Swenson. So Carter has two fouls, Carter Swenson, and yeah, he's going to come out of the lineup. Into the game now, Dylan Mullins. So for ACCHS, a little bit of a different look tonight. Coach is rotating some guys in and out with a minute and a half to play here in the opening quarter. JCN works side to side, and again, they're forcing the zone defense for Atchison County to really flex and really chase the ball. Fowler has it right side, skips it off on top. McAfee, top of the key, between the circles, Connor. The lob underneath, they went it to Baker, and reaching in, the ball is going to be stolen away, and now tied up underneath. Now, here's the deal. You guys, I talked about the great hustle and what he brings to the game. Dalton Damon, I don't know, we don't have heights and stuff out here. Dalton is 5'9". Okay, he took that away from about a 6'4" Andrew Baker, and it was just a hustle move. On the right side, the shot by Colton Myers is going to be rejected. Colton will look away pass back out on top to Creighton. In the last minute of the opening quarter now, JCN still up a half dozen. The feed to the left, the shot blocked away again by Jefferson County North. They'll fly up the floor, taking it all the way to the baseline. McAfee brings it on top. Fowler over to the right side. Connor Kearns. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. Now to the right side. Manville turns, shoots, scores. Calvin's first bucket. It is 12-4 JCN. And we've got only 25 seconds left in the first. Over to the right side. All alone. Damon doesn't take the shot. Beats Colton Myers. Kicks it across the baseline. The rainbow three is coming up short. McAfee with a rebound with 13. Into the forecourt at 11. Dribbles it back out on top. He's got 8. One-hand push pass right side to Connor Kearns. Back to McAfee. You can hear him counting down the time. He'll kick it across. Manville launches 3. In and out. And in at the buzzer. What a shot to take us to the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back after 1 in Winchester. Jefferson County North, 15. Atchison County, 4.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, a little congratulations to the Marhill Mount Academy girls team. 52-44 winner tonight up in the MHMA Haverty Gymnasium. They defeat McLeod tonight. We go to play in the second quarter. Shepherd County North leading in this one 15-4. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph's our man in the studio. Tom Couch will be here courtside. We got a nice crowd. It's not as big a crowd as it was for the girls' game. Here's a baseline shot from the left side by Fowler. Won't drop in. Rebounding Colton Myers. Tigers are going to have it. For JC and five by Calvin Manville, including that buzzer beater. Four each for Carson McAfee, Ethan Nolan, Andrew Baker with two. Here's a little backdoor pass. The ball stripped away, and Chargers come up with it for Atchison County. Here's McAfee on the left side, by the way, for the Chargers. Driving life won't go. For Atchison County, Colton Myers, Dalton Damon, two apiece, and that will account for the ACC scoring. 7:14 to go in the first half. Tigers have the basketball. JCN playing a tough player defense. Here's the middle. The shot is going to go up for Myers. No. Nice follow, and it misses. Beautiful offensive rebound, Matt Worley. And then he couldn't hit the follow shot. And then we're going to get an offensive foul by JCN. It'll be the first foul of the game for Calvin Manville. So Calvin will have his first team fouls even up again at four apiece. It'll come into Atchison County at their offensive baseline. Fowerly works his way to the right side. ACCHS completely overloads the left side. Everybody on the left side of the lane. Now they'll spread him back across. They were trying to see if they could get somebody caught, jammed up in a little traffic, but it didn't happen. Fowerly, he'll go three. No. Offensive board, followed up. There it is. Good luck by Trenton Kimmy. So the first points of the second quarter belong to Atchison County. It is a 15-6. Lead for the Chargers. Skip pass over to the right side to Fowler. In off the block. The shot off the window is too strong for Ethan Noel. He squared up, but just kind of misjudged, I think, his location and proximity to the rim. And the rebound coming up. Tigers into the forecourt. 6 minutes to go in the half. JCN has done something to Atchison County that some teams have tried, but pretty much unsuccessfully. I mean, that's slowing them down a lot. Atchison County is really good with the transition. They love to get up and down. Come off a... Oh, here's a nice three from the right side. It is up and good. Matthew Worley's first bucket of the game. It is 15-9. 5:44 to go, opening half. Here's Calvin with it for JCN. The feed into the middle. The layup is up and too soft. Grady misses it. Back up comes ACCHS. Wide open. Nobody picks up Colton Myers, and he didn't look at the rim. Brings it back out the top side. Bowerly knifes in to Colton, and they will lose it at the baseline. The Tigers with an unforced turnover, and JCN is going to bring, again, Andrew Baker and Connor Kearns into the game. 5:24 to go in the first half. JCN 12-7, ACCHS 12-6. In the conference, JCN is 10-5, ACCHS is 10-4. Here's a bounce pass right side to Fowler. Creighton Bowerly right up in front of him. And now the pass is going to be stolen, and Trenton just couldn't quite get that thing under control. We'll lose it out of bounds near midcourt. Chargers get it back in. 5 minutes to go in the half. Connor Kearns will take it to the left side. Tigers sticking in that 2-3 zone, but it's a very flexible zone. It's not just hunkered down inside the three-point ring. I mean, where that ball goes, it flexes and moves. And here's a pass down to the baseline left, looking for Fowler, reaching out, getting a hand on it, knocking it out of bounds, Matthew Worley. So from down to the end of the Tiger bench, it'll be JC in basketball, 4:47 to go in the half. And they'll have the pass stolen away again. Here comes Trenton, all alone, lays it up and in. Kimmy. And that will... Well, I thought that was going to bring a timeout. No, I thought Coach Noah was going to stop it because the Tigers are on a roll. ACCHS has scored, what, 7 unanswered now. It is 15-11, and now JCN throws it away at the baseline. And still no Charger T.O. Fowler's going to come out of the game. Manville's going to come out of the game. Returning Carson McAfee and Grady Noel. Tigers up court with it, trailing only now by four. They've been down by as many as 11. JCN has not scored yet in the second quarter, and we're going to get an offensive foul in the middle. That'll be Matt Worley's first. Out of the floor for ACCHS, I've got, I have Colton Myers and Trenton Akimi, James Sheets in the game, Creighton Bowerly, and Matthew Worley. Here's a feed to the free throw line. Chase Kim with the basketball. They work around to the left side. That's McAfee with it. Little skip pass back out on top to Grady Noel. His pass to Ethan, and again, some lack of communication allows that ball to be untouched and just rocket out of bounds. Out there for the Chargers, you've got Grady Noel, Ethan Noel, you've got Connor Kearns and Andrew Baker, and Carson McAfee. 3:40 to go in the half. Tigers going from left to right, by the way, here in the first half. Here's a feed over to the left block, and the layup is going to be off the bottom of the backboard, but they're going to stay. Chasing got the hand on it. It's going to come back in again to Atchison County. 3:28 to go in the first half. This has become a really low-scoring one. Worley has it on the right side. Bounces it off his foot. Travels with a basketball. And it will be Charger ball from the corner. And again, right now, it feels like both of these teams have maybe tightened up a little bit. And not in a good way. I mean, playing tight, not playing loose and free and getting up and down the floor. Here's a pass over to the right side with it. Chargers have it up top side. Grady kicks it out to Carson. ACCHS defense doing a nice job. They're absolutely allowing nothing in the middle. Back out on top. Chargers around to the left. See, what that zone is doing, not only is it not allowing anybody in the middle, but it's also stepping out to defend when a long shot, a three-point shot gets ready to go up. That zone flexes. Here's a drive into the middle. A shot is up and no good. And on the rebound, we're going to get a foul by Colton. So Colton Myers is going to be whistled for the personal foul. It will be his second. So Carter Swinson and Colton Myers for the Tigers, each with two. And here's a shot. Going to go up and in from underneath. 17-11, JCN. 2.5 to go. Can you believe it? We were 2.5 before JCN scored in the second quarter. The shot goes up by Myers. Missed. Rebounding it down. Andrew Baker. Chargers back up the floor. Cutting all the way down. The underhand shot. Up a good McAfee. That was about as pretty a shot as you're going to want to see. Carson makes it 19-11. And we've got 2 minutes to play in the opening half of the guys' game. Around to the left side they go. It's batted for a moment, but saved on top. Tigers keeping it alive. We got a lot of contact. And another offensive foul. McAfee hard to the floor, but springs right back to his feet. 1:59 to go in the first half. Blake Fowler will check back in for Jeff North and head coach Corey Knoll. Carson McAfee was the guy bringing it up the floor. Chargers will skip it over to the left side again. Up by 8. They went it around to the right side. They've led by as many as 11 in the late moments of the first quarter. Here's a 3 for McAfee. Just off to the left side a little bit. Two Tigers tussle among themselves for the rebound, and ACCHS will clear it down. Matthew Worley up the floor with it. Goes left side. Goes into the lane. Slips. No travel called. Misses the shot. Calvin Manville will rebound it down near the groan from the crowd. Everybody thought there was going to be a travel call there, and this crew is not big on calling a travel. I'm not sure how many steps you get, but it seems like plenty. 1:10 to go, first half. McAfee goes left side. Manville feeds underneath. Baker up. It won't go in. He gets fouled. And that could be a third on Colton. He was close in that proximity. Yep. Colton Myers, foul number 3. And at 1:04 to play in the half, coming to the line for JC and is going to be Andrew Baker. Front half is good. And Colton is going to check out back into the lineup for Atchison County will be Dalton Damon. One more for the sophomore for JCN. Little right hand flip and just kind of throws it in there. So Andrew has 4 points and JCN goes right back up to a double figure lead with a minute to go. Up 21-11. We're in the late going of the opening half. Dalton Damon has the ball batted away. It's on the floor. JCN trying to pick it up. It's batted around. Dalton's going to save it. That was a good hustle by Damon. Coming down there, coming up with the ball. Here's a three for the Tigers. It's in, Matthew Worley. 6 points on a couple of second quarter three-point shots. 21-14. Half a minute to go. First half. McAfee, left-hand dribble, swings it over to the left side. Goes to Connor. Long cross court. That's underneath the Calvin. His jumper, no. Rebound, Baker. Hook shot, no. Rebound, Tigers sweep it down. Bowerly with the board. They'll outlet it left side. Into the lane is going to be Trenton. Dumps it over to the right. And now Damon's pass from the right corner. He was trying to get it to Sheets out on top. Knocked away and out of bounds by McAfee. 7 seconds to go in the half. Are the Tigers taking a timeout? My goodness, indeed they are. Joseph, we're going to take it with them. This is a big play, apparently, for Coach Smith. We're going to enjoy it. 7 seconds left in the half. It remains Jeff North, 21, Atchison County, 14.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Let's see for the Tigers that head coach Taylor Smith have put together with 7 seconds to go in the half, trailing by seven. Let's see what they're going to engineer here. It'll be put in play by James Sheets. James looking, brings it to the top of the key. Kimmy goes right side to Sheets. This wasn't it. Here's a running shot that misses, and that's halftime. I'm not sure what he drew up, but I can't believe that's what happened. However, both teams are going to go to the locker room, talk it over. We'll be back here shortly to summarize the opening half for you. Halftime in Winchester. Intermission score. Jefferson County North 21, ACCHS 14.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456, Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Back with you to recap the opening half scoring here in the guys game is Jefferson County North leading ACCHS 21-14. for the Tigers. 6 points for Matthew Worley, lead the way, as he hit 2 3-point shots in the second quarter. 4 for Trenton Kimmy. He hit 2 2-point shots in the second quarter. Colton Myers and Dalton Damon each with 2. For Jefferson County North, half a dozen for Carson McAfee and half a dozen for Andrew Baker. 5 for Calvin Manville and Ethan Knoll with the other 4. Fouls, only one player for either team has more than one, and that is the Tigers' Colton Myers. Colton saddled with 3 as we go to the intermission. Speaking of intermission, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to bring in the second half live here in Winchester, Kansas. But right now, with that halftime score, Jefferson County North 21, ACCHS 14. Back we go to the K-Radio Sports Studios for great halftime with Joseph.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch Burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball as Tom Couts is on the road in Winchester, Kansas, covering the ACCHS at JCN series of games tonight. We'll be returning to the boys' game in just a moment, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. It's full up to the brim. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is coming to you Wednesday evening because we've got Benedictine Raven basketball on Thursday evening. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. That's where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes on this week on Wednesday night. Coming up on Thursday night at 6 p.m., we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the men's game will be against William Penn in Oskaloosa, Iowa. We are only covering the men's game this Thursday night, and this Thursday night's outcome could have some bearing on what we're doing Friday night. Friday night, we've got penciled in ACCHS versus Pleasant Ridge with a 6 p.m. tip for the girls' game. The boys should start at 8. However, we also have Benedictine Men's Conference possibilities coming up this Friday night. Stay tuned right here at Hot Country 93.7, and we'll keep you abreast of what our broadcast schedule will be for Friday night. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look at the finals in girls tonight, we had Hiawatha beat Sabetha 44-40. Holton topped Perry Lecompton 43-30. Jackson Heights ladies beat Oskaloosa 63-15. Centralia topped Axtell 56-38. The Valley Heights ladies beat the Blue Valley ladies 65-23. In the Marhill Mount Academy McClouth game, it was Marhill Mount Academy ladies' night at 52 points to McClouth's 44. Donovan West topped Troy 55-45, and in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had ACCHS ladies beat JCN 55-32. Taking a look around the other games in the area, in the boys game, in the Hiawatha Sabetha game, Sabetha is leading at the half 25-15. With 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first half, it is Holton on top of Perry 25-13. And at the half, it's all knotted up with Jackson Heights and Oskaloosa at 28 points. So we've got a tie in the Jackson Heights Oskaloosa boys game at 28 points. 28 points. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 46, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 17. Turning much cooler Thursday and Friday, with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now, up at the campus of the Boys and Girls Club, it's sitting at 47.1 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the east at about 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 60%. Barometric pressure is declining at 29.42 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 34 degrees Fahrenheit, and it feels like 42 out there. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Winchester. Good to have you along with us as we're just getting set with the second half. JCN's got the ball. They've got had a couple of shots. The follow shot, none of them are going in, and the Tigers are going to clear down the rebound. Many thanks to our man Joseph in the studio for taking such good care of all of us at halftime. Joseph, we appreciate all that. Thank you. Tom Counts with you here in the Jefferson County North High School Gymnasium in Winchester, Kansas, where it is a Northeast Kansas League contest between a couple of teams wrapping up their regular seasons here tonight. Halftime score, 21-14, JCN in front, and Chargers are going to have the ball in here. 21-14 is your score. Again, a nice crowd after the girls' game. Some of the crowd seemed to evaporate. Here come the guys. And again, these guys' teams are good. 12-7 for the Chargers, 12-6 for the Tigers, 10-5 in a conference for JCN, 10-4 in the conference for Atchison County. So These two teams are within a half game of one another with good, good records. Jason works around to the right side. They're being very patient with the ball, and now it's going to be batted away out of bounds. It'll come back in again for the Chargers at their offensive baseline. Putting it in is going to be Carson McAfee. Carson looking. Now he'll have it out on top to Fowler. Between the circles, that's going to be Grady. The feed into the lane on a 4-1 time. Turning around, Ethan's shot is up. Hits the heel of the rim. Kicks back out to the front where it's going to be rebounded down by Colton Myers. Remember, Colton, the guy out there with three fouls, so he's going to have to be very cautious. A running shot for James Sheets missing. And the Chargers rebounded down to Calvin Manville. Here comes JC in. 5:57 to go in the third quarter. Still 21-14. Nobody's put anything on the board yet in the third. McAfee will cut down the right side of the lane. Drive in, back away. Long cross-court pass is just too much. A little too high, a little too long, and ends up out of play. And a Charger turnover. Coming out of the game right now, going to be Grady and Ethan back in for Coach Corey Knoll. We're going to get Andrew Baker and Connor Kearns. 5:40 to go in the third quarter, so no one has a second half point. Tigers work around the right side. Out on top, going to be Matthew. Worley will take it to Trenton Kimmy. Left side, Creighton Bowerly. He'll start into the lane. Dump it back now out to the baseline right. James Sheets with it there. Little give and go to Myers. Guarded by Baker. Myers trying to drive in. Can't get beyond him. Brings it back out on top again. Now the kick over to the baseline left. Going in, going up. Finger roll, no. Rebound tipped out. Chargers clear it down. We've gone over 3 minutes into the second half with no points being scored. JCN will work to the left side. Carson McAfee holds the ball. The Tigers are going to stay with that same 2-3, very flexible 2-3 zone. Now the pass underneath Baker has it whacked out of his hands, and no foul call. Tigers are going to rebound it down. 4:40 to go in the first half. Now the upcourt pass, looking for Myers. Stepped in front of us, thumbed it away by Calvin Manville. Calvin brings it back down court. Out top, McAfee, three, no. Manville boards it down, gets fouled. That is four on Colton. This is going to come over and give us that info. We are at 4:29 to play in the third quarter. And the Tigers are going to go to the bench, and they're going to bring in, again, they're going to come in with Dalton Damon. Dalton really gave this team a spark, a boost, when he came in off the bench in the first half. Some guys are like that. Some guys are role players. Some guys just play better coming into a game off a bench, and Dalton really provides the team a lift. We are midpoint of the third, 4 minutes to play in the third quarter still. No second half points. Chargers finding that Tiger zone impenetrable. Here's a Fowler three. Nope. Rebound in the middle. McAfee follows it up. Nope. Tip. Nope. Rebound. Fought four. Twisting, turning it. The Tigers are going to clear it down. Up floor with it down the right side is going to be Matthew. Worley goes left. Bowerly will feed underneath. The Damon spins, twists, turns. There's their shot. And there's the boost that Dalton Damon brings off the bench. With that first bucket of the second half, we're going to get a timeout called. We'll enjoy it, Joseph. We're down to 3:33 to go in the third. JCN 21, ACCHS 16.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good to have you back with us. 3:33 to go in the third quarter. It is a 21-16 lead for JCN. And again, the Chargers have gone basically 4.5 minutes of the third quarter and still no second half points. See if they make any changes, adjustments, whatever. His coach Noel had taken that timeout. Here comes Carson McAfee up the floor. For the Tigers, you know, the only change I could see maybe is that zone is flexed a little bit more, maybe a little more daylight in the middle. Here's a feed over to the left side. Head fake later, and the shot goes up, and a Tiger foul will bring Ethan Noel to the free throw line. So the foul is going to be the second of the game for Matthew Worley. 3:15 to go. Third quarter. Now, Ethan's 0 for 2 at the line today, but he'll change all that with his first shot right there. And there is your first second half point for JCN. It's 22-16. Ethan will eye this thing up, take one more look at it, and the junior can't get it to fall. Rebounding it down. Here comes Atchison County. 22-16. Little handover. Creighton Bowerly will knife into the lane, and prior to the shot, they're waving off the shot. We're going to get a Charger foul. That bucket looked like it had gone in, but the official says no. Doesn't matter. Connor will have his first foul. So you've got, what, 5 JCN players, each with 1 foul. JCN has committed 1 second half foul. Tigers with 2. Feet over the left side. Atchison County with the ball. Over to the left block. Twisting, turning, spinning, shooting. Hitting the bucket and drawing a foul. That was an acrobatic shot by Trenton Kimmy. Extraordinary. It will bring Andrew Baker his second foul of the game. Coming to the line, Trenton, the senior, puts the free throw up. Won't get it. Rebound tipped out. Chargers cleared down. 22-18 with 2:50 to go, third quarter. Low, low, low scoring one. Skip pass over to the left side. Grady's going to have it. Gets it to Carson. McAfee back out on top. It'll come to Noel. Over to the right side, Connor. And a pass to the baseline, and a player's on the floor. And we're going to get a charge of timeout. We're doing it. Taking a break. 2:36 to go in the third. Jeff North, 22. Atchison County, 18.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Taking a timeout. Bit of a controversial one. Tigers thought that there was a travel before the TO, but the officials said emphatically that there, in his opinion, was not. And we've got the ball knocked away. Stolen. Here's Dalton Damon. He's in. And it's blocked from behind. Oh, what a block by Grady Knoll. Dalton Damon had gotten down the floor. He kind of was squaring up, getting ready to go up for that layup. Grady came from behind and threw the ball out of bounds. Tigers are going to be putting it back in play. It is a 4-point game. Here's a shot from the outside for 3. Nope. And on the rebound by Baker, we have a foul. This might be on Carson. It is Carson McAfee. That is his first foul. And it'll be Charger team foul 3. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Tigers are going to get it back in. And another opportunity for Atchison County to cut this lead. 22-18. What a low-scoring defensive battle we've had here today. The feed over to the left block. No shot available for Trenton Kimmy. Comes back out of top. Without... Is that a travel? No, it's a blocking foul. Without Colton Myers in the game, Andrew Baker has shifted over, and that's going to be another foul on Carson McAfee quickly, too. So, again, without Colton Myers in the game, that gets Andrew Baker to switch up his defensive responsibility, and now he has been up topside and covering Trenton Kimmy. Inbound pass, Tigers have it out on top. A minute 50 to go in the third quarter. This is a 4-1 point fourth quarter, by the way. Not much scoring. Shot missing. Tie it back down with it comes. Jefferson County North. Fowler with the basketball. Dumps it over to the left side to Calvin. Manville looks into the middle and right into the eyes of James Sheets, who's guarding him. Again, this Tiger defense has been really, really good. Feed comes in. The pass underneath. Ethan double-teamed. Goes up. They're going to call no foul. Rebound. Taken down by the Tigers. ACCHS with the basketball in the backcourt. We've got a minute 15 to go in the third. The upcourt pass. Driving in. Look away. Over to the right side to Sheets. Kicks it out on top. That's going to be Kimmy. Over to the left side. The shot. Worley. No. Rebound. JCN. With 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Here we come. 22-18. JCN has scored 1 point in the third quarter. Tigers have scored four. Not exactly a Donnybrook. 22-18. Chargers work on the outside. Backdoor pass. Kicked on top. Baseline three. Way too strong by Fowler. And a rebound down to Trenton. Kimmy coming up with the basketball into the forecourt. He'll go. Half a minute to go in the half. Or in the third quarter. Right side, Creighton Bowerly. Skip pass. Out of the reach of Dalton Damon. Again, it'll be JCN ball. Chargers have scored one free throw in the third quarter. And we've got 25 seconds left. Walking it up the floor. A lot of patience here for Connor Kearns. Chargers back over to the right side. Calvin to Fowler. Back left it goes to Grady. Down to the baseline to feed back door, and there's the layup, Ethan Knoll. 24-18. The drive, the shot, is that a charge? It is. At the buzzer, a player control foul against Atchison County, and we are done with three. Going to the fourth quarter in Winchester. Is that foul is going to be on James Sheets? It is. Jefferson County North, 24, Atchison County, 18.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Done, taking us to the fourth quarter with a little cowbell in the background. Thank you very much, Joseph, our producer engineer, and making all the magic happen. Guy, Tom Counts with you here, going to the fourth, 24-18. That's right, not going to the second quarter, going to the fourth quarter, 24-18, Jefferson County North in front. For the Chargers, 3 points in the quarter, all of them belong to Ethan Knoll. For Atchison County, 4 points in the quarter, Trenton Kimmy and Dalton Damon each with two. Atchison County is led in scoring now by Kimmy and Worley with six apiece. JCN is led by Ethan Knoll with seven. Andrew Baker and Carson McAfee each with six. Tiger basketball, and we go to the fourth quarter. Little backdoor layup. It's up and good. Trenton Kimmy. 24-20. JCN goes all the way across to the right side and looking across, the Chargers have their original starting five. Tigers have their original five. Here's a feed down to Ethan. Back over to the left. In the middle, 17-foot long two is up and no good. Rebound tipped around. It's on the floor. JCN is going to rescue it. They'll go to Ethan on the left side. Are the Tigers or the Chargers going to attack the middle? Is a turnaround shot by Ethan's good? You would think maybe JCN is going to focus on picking up Colt Myers' fifth foul. He's out there with four to start the fourth quarter. Now 26-20. Back to that six-point lead goes Jeff North. Across the baseline to Paul. His pass is going to be stolen away. Taken by McAfee. And Chargers up the floor. Down to the left side. Ethan again inside. And two defenders jump over him from behind. And one of them picks up a foul. Let's see who. It will be on Matthew Worley. Matthew's got three. No, Matthew's got four. At the free throw line. The shot, it's up and good, Ethan Knoll. Ethan has gotten into double-figure scoring now. That is his 10th of the night. But he struggled at the free throw line. Now 2 of 5 hitting that shot. One more free throw coming up. And he'll get it. So Ethan gets them both. He's got all four JC and fourth quarter points. He had all three third quarter points. So Ethan Knoll is the only Charger to score in the second half. Here's a three for the Tigers. It's up and good. Creighton Bowerly on the board for the first time tonight. 26-23, or excuse me, 28-23. 6.5 to go. Here's McAfee. Starts right, drives left, gets it over to Fowler. Way out on the edge. It's going to be Grady. Back out on top, Carson. He'll glide to the left side. Get the ball back on the edge to Calvin. Manville tries to go into the middle. Bounce it off on top. It's going to be knocked away from Grady for a moment, but he's able to recover it and swing it over to the right side. Now his cross-court pass. And here's the three. McAfee, too strong. Rebound. Pull back down. Ethan Knoll. Ethan goes into the lane. Turns from 12. Can't get it to drop. Rebound, Atchison County. 5:55 to go. Well, this game has got a lot of things going for it. Got some great defense, had some big plays, had some emotional plays. There's a lot of contact, no foul called, and a rebound coming down to Jefferson County North. McAfee's going to bring it all the way to the baseline, cut across, dish it over to the left side. They don't have any access to the middle, so Chargers are going to bring it back out on top, leading by 5. McAfee, no head fake, doesn't lose his defender. Sheets is not buying that. Carson skips it down to the baseline to Ethan Knoll. Ethan back to Carson McAfee. Top side it goes, that's Blake Fowler. 5:15 to play. And now as much as the Tigers are wanting to stay in that zone, J.C. has decided they're going to run a little motion and spread out this floor, and not just motion around the top, I mean way, way out near the top. McAfee. Left side to Calvin, back to Carson, skipped into the middle and stolen. Chargers are going to turn it over. Up floor with it, there's a collision, no foul call there, calling no fouls. Here's a step back, pull back, three shot, no. Rebound off the floor from Baya, chasing in. McAfee coming up with it, 4:44 left. Carson's going to walk it up the court. Jason kind of backs it away, feeds underneath to Ethan. He's been the right spot. Down the pass, top side, and Grady, his first bucket of the game. Give Ethan the assist. It's 30-23. The Tigers coming out the right side, and they're going to say a JCN player reaches in. And that's going to be a third foul on Carson. So Carson McAfee with three. Chargers have committed 5. The Tigers have 4 second-half fouls. But for ACCHS, 2 players with 4 apiece, Worley and Myers, each out there with 4 fouls. Here's a beautiful little backdoor pass to the layup, up and good. Trent and Kimmy now at 10. 30-25, the Tigers hanging tight with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the game. JCN brings it up. Final game of the regular season for both these teams. Chargers kick it over to the right side. Back out on top. Little head fake. No room there. Back out to Andrew Baker, who's checked in. Andrew Baker, Connor Kearns, as Coach Corey Knoll has pretty much shown and has developed through the season a 7-deep kind of a lineup. 3:40 to play. JCN is really taking the air out of it here. Just working from side to side. They'll take a bunny, but anything much beyond that, they're not interested. Here's Ethan, double teamed, puts a shot up that misses, rebound, coming up with it, the Tigers. Here comes James Sheets. Sheets gets it over to Bowerly. Tigers can cut this gap, they're down by 5. The pass in the middle, and Looking for Myers, reaching around him, Andrew Baker. Baker commits the foul. It is his third. And for JC and his team, foul six. Now, where this becomes really important, this strategy of putting the Tigers on a free throw line. If you're Atchison County with 3:16 to go, you're going to go into the 1-1 with the next foul. We've got 3:08 to play. Here's Bowerly. And the Tigers do not have to rush. They can be extremely patient, plenty of time, trailing by only two possessions. Here's a 16-footer. Nailed it. Matthew Worley, 8 points. And it's been a big fourth quarter for ACCHS. It's now 30-27 with 2:40 to go. JCN scored 3 in the third quarter. They've only scored 4 in the fourth. There's a power move underneath by Andrew. 32-27. And we've got 2:25 to go. Back to the 5-point lead. And a 3. Perfect by Bowerly. Timeout, Tigers. Atchison County fans beginning to come to their feet. Bowerly's beginning to heat up. A couple of fourth quarter threes, and we're taking a break. What a game we've got. 2:16. It's JCN, 32 Atchison County, 30.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
We have a great 2 minutes and 16 seconds coming your way here to the end of this game. 32-30. JCN continues to hang on to the lead, but it has gone slimmer and slimmer. And the second half has been good for ACCHS. You wouldn't think so, right? I mean, they had a 4-point third quarter, and they still gained ground. How's that? They've taken it down to a 2-point game. JCN has the basketball, battling against that Tiger defense. And now Atchison County has gone away from that zone that they've been using almost exclusively, and they are now in a player D. Here's a 3 from the top, off the mark, no good. Rebound, and where is it going? It's going to be on Baker. That will take us to the other end of the court, and that will put him on the line for the 1+. Andrew Baker, according to my book, has 4. It will be his 4th foul. So for JCN, 4 on Andrew Baker, 3 on Carson McAfee, no one else with more than 1. For Atchison County, Matthew Worley and Colton Myers each with 4. The free throw on the other end is up. It is no good. Rebounding it down off the missed front half of the 1-1. Here comes JCN. Up the floor, the one-hand shot rolling in. Calvin Manville. He has not scored since the opening quarter, but Calvin will hit that one. It is 34-30, Jeff North. The drive, the shot up the window, no. But 2 free throws coming up here for Creighton. Bowerly having a huge fourth quarter. And that is going to be the 5th foul for Andrew Baker. There you go. Baker is going to foul out of the game with 1:27 to play. The big sophomore ends tonight with 8 points. Coming to the free throw line for Atchison County, Creighton Bowerly. Didn't score in the first quarter or the second or the third. Now a couple of threes in the fourth quarter and a couple of free throws coming up here. The front one is up and no good. Wait a minute. This is a 2-shot, okay? Second one for Creighton. Looks better. Rattles in. 7 points, Creighton Bowerly. 32 Raptors to the 34-31. 1:20 to go. It is a three-point Charger lead. Jason has the ball, right side to McAfee. And we're going to get a timeout with Coach Snoll. So Jason looking to set the course for the last minute 13. Timeout on the court. Jeff North, 34, Atchison County, 31.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, good to have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas. We're down to, are you ready for this? A minute 13 to play. In the regular season, hard to believe we're at that point of the year. And if you're going to end the season, the regular season, you might as well end it with a flourish, and that's what we've got happening here. 34-31. Jason in front, they've got the ball, but the Tigers have been red hot here in the second half, coming from way back. Trailing by as many as 11 tonight. ACCHS is battle tough. They have come back. Chargers have the ball in play. Here's McAfee. He will start to the right side. Gets fouled. The foul is going to be on James Sheets. Only his second tonight. And that is only five team fouls so far in the second half of the Tigers. So they've got another one to give. Here's McAfee around to the left side with it. We've got a minute to play now. Is the foul going to come? Of course. The question is when and where, and there and now is the answer to that. Creighton Bowerly will pick up his second foul of the game. That'll be team foul six. So JCN will be put on the free throw line for the last 51 seconds. Here's McAfee. You like it in his hands. He drives in, goes up, missed it. Rebound. Pulled down by the Tigers. 40 seconds to play. ACCHS with the basketball, trailing by three. Creighton Bowerly, he's been your hot hand. Let's see if they put it in those hands. Tigers with it up top side. They'll feed it to the free throw line. Back out to Bowerly. He wanted the shot. Great work by Bowler to take that shot away. Back out on top now to Trenton. 20 seconds to go. Tigers might be taking a timeout. No. Dalton Damon with the ball. There's your T.O. Taking a break with Atchison County. 16 seconds left. Coach Smith needs a three. Let's see what he decides to do to get that. The score, one to timeout, Joseph. Jeff North, 34, Atchison County, 31.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester. Let's see how these final 16 seconds come together. 34-31, Jefferson County North in front. Tigers from Atchison County putting it in play. They'll take it down to Sheets on the baseline, left to Bowerly. Again, he has been the hot hand. 11 seconds to Sheets. A collision on top between two Tigers. No turnover. 7 seconds, six to drive. We're going to get another Tiger timeout. Coach Smith did not get what he wanted. And, Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. 4.7 seconds to go. ACCHS, they got the dry erase board out, got the marker going. Coaches told the guys, get up off the bench. You got to stay in here. I don't want anybody sitting down. I want your total focus and concentration. Now, for the Tigers, total props with the way they've been able to keep Colt Myers in the game. Three first half fouls, picked up a fourth foul just a little bit before the middle of the third quarter, and they have been able to keep him in this game, still out there with four fouls. Matthew Worley, same kind of thing. He's been out there for a long time with four fouls. JC has already had Andrew Baker foul out of the game. For JCN, looking out there, we're going to have Connor. So you got Connor Kearns. Ethan Knoll is out there with Grady Knoll, Carson McAfee, and who's my last guy? That's going to be Calvin Manville. And JCN looking to see how the Tigers aligned themselves for the inbound. And now JCN is going to take that strategic timeout to see if they can figure out how they want to defend this inbound play. It'll be the Tigers putting it in play at their offensive baseline from beneath the goal. But again, only 4.7 to go. Alba LaCourte for Atchison Kenny. It is going to be their starting five of Trenton Kimmy and Matthew Worley, Creighton Bowerly, Colton Myers, James Sheets. We've been talking about this all game. How closely matched are these teams? JCN is 12-7 on the season. Atchison Kenny is 12-6 on the season. In the conference, JCN is 10-5. In the conference, Atchison County is 10-4. These two teams met earlier, back on the 10th of January. Atchison County won the game in Effingham, 54-48. That was a thrilling game. Came right down to the wire. As a matter of fact, there was a late shot hit to make the lead that big. Okay, here we go. Tigers making their way out of the floor. Here comes JCN. It'll be put in play for Atchison County, inbounded by Colton Myers. They're going to line up, the Tigers are, from sideline to sideline in a straight line right above the top of the key. Now they'll break that. Looking to bring it in. They'll come out on top. Worley goes in, kicks it back left. Baseline three. Bowerly off the mark with 3-2-1-0. That's it. Final score. Jefferson County North 34. Atchison County 31, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas. What a thrilling second game of the night as ACCHS and JCN took this thing down to the wire in a defensive struggle like you just don't see in this day and age. And the Chargers were able to hold on to win 34-31. Tigers with a final possession opportunity. Couldn't get that thing to go for them. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Atchison County, double figures tonight for Trenton Kimmy with 10. 8 tonight for Matthew Worley. Creighton Bowerly, red hot in the fourth quarter where he got all of his 7 points. 4 tonight for Dalton Damon and 2 for Colton Myers. For Jefferson County North, think about some player of the game, Ethan Knoll. I mean, he had 11 tonight, scoring in all but the second quarter and hitting big shots in the middle. So, Ethan, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. 8 tonight for Andrew Baker, coming in off the bench and ultimately fouling out of the game in the last minute 27. But Andrew with 8, 7 tonight for Calvin Manville. It was Carson McAfee with a half dozen and 2 tonight for Grady Knoll. JCN moving now to 13-7 and 11-5. ACCHS is 12-7 and 10-5. Opening game of the night, it was all Atchison County. Second game of the night, the Tigers in a thrilling W. Here's what we got coming up, okay? Tomorrow night is Wednesday, but it's going to be Sports Look, even though it should be Thursday, but it's not. So that's that. Wednesday night Sports Look, because Thursday night we're going to be with the Benedictine Ravens, BC at William Penn in Oskaloosa. I'll be with the Ravens. It is a 6 o'clock tip-off for the first round of the NAIA Heart of America Athletic Conference men's postseason basketball tournament. And then from there, well, we are going to be off to the races. Don't forget, there'll be a lot of sub-state basketball coming up as soon as those pairings and so forth come out. Oh, by the way, congratulations to the Lady Tigers, who with their win tonight and, hold on, I have to pull up my notes here. The win by the Lady Tigers and the loss by Nemaha Central to Riverside, 34-30, means the ACCHS girls are the number one seed in that Marysville tournament. So congratulations to Coach Eckert and his club on that. So again, we're going to have a lot of sub-state following the Benedictine guys as long as the season will go for them, and we hope it's the municipal auditorium, frankly. I want to thank you for having joined us. Till we reach you next time. For our man Jones, the Medicare Sports Studio, Tom Couch here in Winchester, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.